It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories. Now more on that story we told you about this morning. Where are these babies? Six children have gone missing in the city this past week, including 12-year-old Tori Smith, last seen about 7 o'clock Tuesday morning on her way to school in Astoria. We spoke with her sister and legal guardian, Eliana Perozzo, who says they had been arguing about Tori's boyfriend, but none of that matters now.
She's really great. She's a really great kid. And the story sounds really sad, but there's a lot of joy in her, in our life, and in the life that she's given me by being in my life. And I'm just really scared, and I really want her to come home.
Oh my goodness. Five other teens between the ages of 13 and 17 have also been reported missing. Police aren't sure if they are all connected or not. We'll keep you posted on these folks. I didn't know it was six. My goodness. Three people have been killed in a crash on Route 1 in South Brunswick. Police say a tractor trailer collided with a minivan, which caused a huge fire, killing the driver of the van and two passengers. Two other cars also involved. No word yet on injuries there. This happened about 9:40 near the Ridge Road intersection. The cause of the crash is still being investigated. And a Long Island lawmaker wants tougher seatbelt laws for charter buses following last year's deadly crash involving students from Farmingdale.
Assemblyman Bill Magnarelli says it's common sense. Seatbelts save lives.
You know, when we get on an airplane, nobody even thinks about it anymore. You buckle up. You should take precautions so you don't know what's going to happen.
That's why his bill would require people 8 and older to buckle up when in a charter bus. His bill comes after two teachers died and dozens of students injured while on a band trip last year. The buses manufactured after 2016 have seatbelts by law, but people don't have to use them.
Enforcement will be like anything else. If the bus gets pulled over or a police officer or sees that somebody's not buckled.
Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on Long Island.
An Orthodox Jewish man recovering after being stabbed several times at his home in Ramapo last night. Police say the 32-year-old victim first encountered the suspect in his driveway at just about 8:30. Says 10 minutes later, he was stabbed multiple times at his doorstep. He's been taken to Westchester County Medical Center, where he's expected to survive. Ramapo Police Chief Martin Riley telling us they're searching for suspects.
We always urge, if anybody heard or saw something, to contact the Ramapo Police Department. Contact our detective division at 845-357-2400.
Yeah, Ramapo Police earlier said that they had a person of interest detained for questioning, but they let him go. Still unclear if this was a random or targeted attack. Well, the weekend is moving day for Valley Hospital in Ridgewood.
The nearly $1 billion new Valley Hospital in Paramus ready to go. Now another huge undertaking, transferring patients from the Ridgewood facility that's been here for 73 years. Valley Chief Operating Officer Kartik Bavsar tells me this all begins Sunrise Sunday.
So on the day of the move, we'll probably be moving approximately 300 patients from our Ridgewood campus to the Paramus campus. In order to do that, we have secured 75 ambulances across the state. Again, we want to do this across the state so that we are not pulling all from one county or one municipality. And those 75 ambulances will consist of about 20 critical care ambulances.
As for the campus here in Ridgewood, it'll stay serving as location for dozens of types of outpatient procedures. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM in Ridgewood.
Jury selection begins Monday in the Donald Trump hush money trial in Manhattan.
How to choose jurors? Well, one analyst says the judge and the lawyers have to find people who will look at the law and the evidence and make a decision. Sounds simple, but in prominent cases, courts and attorneys watch out for stealth jurors, people who want to be on the jury because they want to steer the verdict or profit from the experience. Conversely, some people might not want to be on the jury because they don't want the attention. Judge Juan Merchan says this isn't about whether you like Donald Trump or you don't like him. It's about whether you can decide the case based on the law and the evidence. Among the first things he'll do? Excuse anybody who indicates that they can't serve or can't be fair and impartial. Donald Trump has pleaded not guilty. I'm Rita Foley.
Meantime, President Biden delivering a live virtual keynote this afternoon at Reverend Al Sharpton's Racial Justice Conference. The president hoping to wrap up his reelection pitch to black voters ahead of November's rematch against Donald Trump.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC's senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.